This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The other day, he said, and Frank has called into the station many times. He has called in from locations many times. Frank does travel to these games. It's like his indulgence. That's the vacations he takes. He travels to the games. He has ended his trip, canceled his trip to Las Vegas to watch the Browns play the Raiders. And we said, well, why can't you just give up your tickets? And he said, you know, he's a gambler. Don't want, okay, fine. It's, hey, man, this ain't worth canceling your trip. Who's canceling their trip? Were there other trips people were going to take? I thought Vegas was just going to be the big one. Like New Orleans. People aren't canceling New Orleans, are they?
Yeah, I do know some people that are going to the New Orleans game, but this was the one from the moment we found out the schedule. I mean, my friends were all circling that, and all of them are still going. They're all still going. There was no way. The Browns could be the worst team in football. They are going to that game and taking over that stadium.
I've never been to Vegas, but when I say I've never been to Vegas, the first question I get is, you've never been? And then when I say, nah, I've never really wanted to go, the very next thing is, you've never wanted to go to Vegas? Like, people look at me like I'm an idiot. And maybe in that case, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know. I've never been a big game. I don't really gamble. I don't. Gambled in years.
Well, and we did the schedule game when the schedule came out, and the whole bit of the schedule game was how expensive this damn Vegas trip was going to be. And yes,
for your friends, it was like $8,000 a piece.
It's going to be expensive. Like, there's just no way around it. But the beauty of Vegas is there are 1,000 different trips you can take in Vegas. It's not like New Orleans. There's like 2 trips you can take in New Orleans. It's going to go one of 2 ways. Vegas, it is a choose your own adventure. And yeah, it's tough to do that on a budget, but I'm sure some people will. I'm sure some people can find a way. I mean, a game ticket's the game tickets. It's a new venue. It's going to be expensive. But it's going to be all Browns fans. What does it matter if the Browns are good or bad? What does it matter? And the season's not over. My God, they're 1-2. Like, if it was the 14th game of the year and you were 0-13, all right, the football's going to suck, but it's Vegas and you're going to be there with your friends and a bunch of Browns fans. Come on, you can't have fun in Vegas? That is on you.
I would figure you can. I can't imagine. Is anybody canceling any other trips like D.C.? I always thought Landover, Maryland was like 2 hours away from D.C. I didn't realize it's 30 minutes from D.C.
It'd be a five and a half hour drive
so
from here?
So can you go see the sights in D.C. and then go to the Commanders game?
Yes. Stay in Georgetown. You can stay at the Watergate, Kenny. Stay at the Watergate. Big, beautiful rooftop.
I love history.
The restaurants are incredible there. You can go to the bar where JFK got engaged.
He got engaged at the Watergate?
No, there's a different bar. There's a bar in Georgetown.
Oh, okay.
Can go there, and you can sit at the same table. Come on. You could have a great time there. That'd be a great road trip.
Can I go to the same place his dad took him when he was a young man? Don't be messing with me in presidential history. Go ahead and you guys look it up. I just wouldn't believe. If you had a trip planned, I wouldn't believe you'd be able to not do this trip. I mean, is anybody not going to Denver? Snow? Beautiful. Pittsburgh's Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of Clevelanders that move, transplants, move to Denver and just stay there.
I wouldn't want to go to the Eagles game regardless. It just seems like I'm asking for trouble.
With you there.
I'm not interested in it.
With you
no.
there.
No.
Well, if you're just going to do schedule game.
Here we go.
We are doing schedule game. Well, road schedule
we'll
game.
We'll do a new thing, which is Power Rank Your Road Trips.
Oh. Well, number one's got to be Vegas. I got to see what everybody's been telling
me.
It's
number one.
So that's number one to me. Number two, Lima just sold me on presidential history. I will go to Washington and see them play the Commanders.
You got Adams Morgan, DuPont Circle. You can go to the Arlington
National Cemetery.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All of it. Alexandria, 20 minutes, that's, 25, 30 minutes.
We went in eighth grade, and I remember it was a pain because they drug you to so many things. And I'm interested in history. It was just constant move, on the move. You got to see the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And it's like, man, some of the stuff.
You can take pictures and video now there, apparently.
I don't need to necessarily go. 216-474-0092. It is not. Shut up. It is not 9:40 on a Friday.
Didn't get a third.
Shut up. I am not.
Tell me to shut up.
I don't mean to tell you to shut up. I'm telling him to shut up.
Do the actual power.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. They got to do the power.
New Orleans, fine.
You shut up.
New Orleans, fine. No, you know what? Denver. I want to see that bank building. And I like to. I went out west once, and now I'm kind of interested in the west. Denver, number three.
Who needs to shut up now, Ken?
I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. I meant to tell Tony to shut up.
We will talk about it after the show.
Oh, no, come on.
You better bring your gloves, buddy boy.
Well, Mitch is the amateur boxer, according to what he told us a couple of weeks ago. A lot of things we don't know about Mitch. Adam on the road. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, Adam. Go right on ahead.
No, Adam, you guys are talking about trips. Actually, a couple of buddies and I are going to do what you're talking about in D.C., and we were looking at the Vegas trip, and it was too expensive. I was like, well, we can just drive from here to D.C., save plane tickets and all that.
I knew a guy who used to drive on a Friday to D.C. every Friday and come back on a Sunday night. He used to drive in an old Dodge van. If he could do it, all of us could.
Well, we also thought it might be an easy W, but then after watching Washington play Monday, maybe not so fast.
Watching us play Sunday and watching them play Monday, it's weird. And I made this point on the internet, and I got roasted for it, Adam. Thank you very much for the call. And I hope you do have a good trip over there to D.C., and I hope you do get to see some of the sights at your own pace, not like
Rapine
we were forced to.
Rapine says he's not that good, so you should be fine.
That's right.
Yeah, Rapine says he's not that good. I like Jaden Daniels. I was a little bit leery because it's like, man, when he pulls the ball down, there's no throwing down the field. That's it. He's just going. And I thought he'd leave himself open to some hits. Now we're only three games into this.
He will.
Well, holy Toledo, did he look good on Monday night. And it was because of the way we played and the way they played, nothing's open. Or nothing's a surefire thing anymore to the fans. I just don't know if I could live in a world where I can live in the world. I can't imagine a world where Washington has a good football or has a good quarterback. And so many people went, well, wait a minute, what about your? I go, this was not a comparison. I should just make clear every time, if I'm making a comparison, I'll make a comparison. I'm not going to make a comparison. Can I make one comparison real quick? Can you chew on this during the break?
Go ahead.
When we keep saying, well, a franchise quarterback should be able to elevate this team past what happened against the Giants, past what was going on against the Cowboys. You know, Joe Burrow's been hurt the last couple of years. He gets a pass all of a sudden. Why does he get a pass? Why does Dak get a pass to some people outside of Dallas? Can you just chew on that during the break?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe you can roast me next on the